Now, for the four great reliances. In dealing with them, I'm going to do three things. I'm going to rearrange the order in which they are given. In the Bimalakirti Nirdesha, for some reason or other, they're not enumerated in the usual order, the order in which we encounter them in other texts. So I'm going to deal with them in the usual order, as this makes them rather more intelligible. And I'm going to change the translation somewhat. Thurman, whose translation I've used so far, paraphrases a little. And I'm going to put them in the imperative mood, as this, again, is more usual. Thus we get, one should rely on the Dharma, not on any person. Two, one should rely on the meaning, not the expression. Three, one should rely on the discourses of explicit meaning, not on the discourses of implicit meaning. Four, one should rely on transcendental awareness, not on discriminative consciousness. So these are the four great reliances. I'll have something to say about each of them in turn. But first, a few remarks on the word reliance itself. This translates the Sanskrit term pratisarana or pratisarana. It's not clear which form is the more correct. Sarana, as distinct from sarana, of course means refuge, and prati is simply a preposition. In this context, it probably means something like about or connected with. When you rely on something or someone, you entrust yourself to it or to him. You take refuge in it or in him, so to speak. Pratisarana is probably a little stronger in meaning than our word reliance. I therefore speak of the four great reliances, and this also serves to underline the intrinsic importance of the subject.